These are tough times for Nigerian manufacturers. Power outages have become common. The diesel to power their local generators has become scarce and expensive. Electricity shortages have forced Nigerian businesses to either cut production or shut down completely. The government says its domestic gas expansion program will turn things around. The scheme is 60% complete and will deliver gas through a network of pipes to factories and homes.
The whole idea behind that project is to create a corridor, a development corridor across Nigeria. Because we know that without access to energy, nothing can grow.
This, in turn, will support Nigeria's plans to export its natural gas.
This facility will now make it possible for us to deliver gas to all parts of the country in a very sustainable manner, and with potential to extend this pipeline across the Sahara into Algeria probably, and then into Europe.
Manufacturers in parts of the country where gas is currently delivered say industrial output and opportunities are growing gradually.
In this small workshop, hundreds of petrol and diesel engines have been converted to use compressed natural gas. The company wants to expand its operations across Nigeria, but the challenge is funding and a lack of infrastructure.
Ifeoma Okoronkwo is a lead engineer here.
There's this massive increase on people that want to have gas generators in their facility. Diesel generator is not easy to maintain, especially in the present condition in Nigeria.
The company also supplies compressed natural gas to factories and generates electricity for its operations and a neighboring community. Nigeria's domestic gas usage is very low compared to its huge reserves. Many say the project holds great promise, but only if government sees it through. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Port Harcourt, Nigeria.